February 24, no time to do the devil's work. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God? 2 Peter 3:11-12. It is essential that all shall know what atmosphere surrounds their own souls, whether they are in co-partnership with the enemy of righteousness and unconsciously doing his work, or whether they are yoked up with Christ doing his work. Satan would be pleased to have anyone and everyone become his allies in the work of weakening the confidence of brother in brother and sowing discord among those who profess to believe the truth. Satan can accomplish his purpose most successfully through professed friends of Christ who are not walking and working in Christ's lines. This is the day of the Lord's preparation. We have no time now to talk unbelief or to do the devil's work. Let everyone beware of this unsettling the faith of others by sowing seeds of envy, jealousy, disunion. For God hears the words, and he judges not by assertions which are yea and nay, but by the fruit of one's course of action. As yet the four winds are held until the servants of God shall be sealed in their foreheads. Then the powers of earth will marshal their forces for the last great battle. How carefully we should improve the little remaining period of our probation. How earnestly we should examine ourselves. It is discipline of spirit, cleanness of heart and thought that is needed. This is of more value than brilliant talent, tact, or knowledge. An ordinary mind trained to obey the Thus Saith the Lord is better qualified for God's work than are those who have capabilities but who do not employ them rightly. Men may take pride of their knowledge of worldly things, but if they have not a knowledge of the true God, of Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, they are deplorably ignorant, and their knowledge will perish with them. Secular knowledge is power, but the knowledge of the Word, which has a transforming influence upon the human mind, is imperishable.